The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Tuesday, the fifth week of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. During the Last Supper, Jesus pours out his heart to the apostles. He also makes them promises. Among them is this. This is from John chapter 14. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." First, Jesus gives the gift of peace to his apostles. This is the blessing of a rightly ordered heart and of a mind fixed upon the things of God. It's not a guarantee that the apostles will not fail, but it does guarantee that when the fallen apostles repent, they will be received anew by God. Jesus contrasts his peace with that of the world. In human terms, peace can be seen as an absence of war, as a condition in which there's no external conflict. We would welcome that kind of peace, but Jesus gives more. Because the world, no matter how just or well-ordered, cannot by itself grant inner tranquility. It can only contribute some of the conditions that make such tranquility possible, or at least it doesn't interfere with each person's quest in that regard. But true peace involves both the use of our will and the power of God's grace. When we cooperate with God's grace, the gift of peace can grow in us. This is possible even when our external world is marked by chaos. The cultural disintegration that we're witnessing, for example, is ominous and sad, but it's the logical consequence of a world that lives as though God did not exist. Even in the midst of these kinds of external difficulties, however, a person can remain interiorly at peace insofar as they align their lives to what endures and are not overly concerned with those things that pass away. For this reason, Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." In a time when so many live in fear, although thank God this is diminishing, we have to be sowers of peace and joy. Simply thinking about how we can make the lives of others a little bit easier, or how we can bring happiness to those who are sorrowful, can be an enormously fruitful way of bringing peace to their souls. Ultimately, the only path to peace is the one that leads away from sin. Sin brings chaos and disorder, which are enemies of peace and serenity. Priests who hear many confessions are witnesses to this. A good confession always brings peace to the soul. If someone goes to confession after a long absence from the sacrament, sometimes for many years, even decades, they almost always experience the gift of peace once their consciences have been lightened by the mercy of God. Well, the Lord wants to give us peace. May we receive it joyfully and gratefully. God bless you.